If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
All right. Very excited to talk to our good friend before we break for the holidays, because some really important stuff might be happening. Representative Adam Schiff of the great state of California. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning. How are you?
We've just been saying a lot of really nice things behind your back.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
yeah.
They're not true.
Congressman, so much to get to. But first of all, let's talk about this monstrosity of a tax bill that just passed. You said, you tweeted, "I just voted no on the Republican tax plan. Here's why. I voted no because this bill, simply put, is overwhelmingly benefits large corporations and families with large incomes in the states while doing little for most families, especially those in California." It's hard to underestimate how awful this bill is, right?
It really is. You know, you would think that anybody ought to be able to manage a tax cut bill and make it popular, but this is dramatically unpopular for a lot of very good reasons. It is a tremendous gift to very wealthy families. It's going to make the already yawning gap between rich and poor that much greater. A lot of middle-class families, millions of them, are going to get a tax increase out of this bill. Teachers are going to have to pay more. Grad students are going to have to pay more. All students with student debt are going to have to pay more. And they're going to pay more so that corporations and wealthy families and people in large states can pay less. It's just fundamentally unfair. And, of course, what it sets up is this is going to increase our national debt by $1.5 trillion. And Republicans will be back next year saying, okay, we've got to cut Medicare. Yeah. We've got to cut Medicaid and these entitlements because we don't have enough money for it. Well, why don't we have enough money? Because we just gave it away to these very wealthy families.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and the Obamacare mandate, I mean, this is, once again, they're, I guess, ploy to try to destroy Obamacare.
Well, that's exactly right, too. And we always said that the health care reform of the Republicans, the repeal effort, the repeal and no replace, was really not about health care. It was about taking the money out of health care to give to wealthy families. And that was made explicit in this tax bill because the two were merged together. We're going to take away the mandate that people buy health insurance, which means healthy people won't buy it, and the rates will go up on those that really need it.
Yeah.
And millions will lose their health insurance as a result. But we'll take that money out of the health care system, and again, we'll give it to large companies. We'll give it to people that can use pass-through income provisions because they're real estate developers like our president. It's the best deal ever for our president.
Yeah.
If you look at all of the deals he's made in the course of his lifetime and you put all the money together that he made, it's going to be less than he makes from this one deal, this one very bad deal for the American people.
Yeah. You say he and his family stand to make more money than all their previous deals combined. I love, their sort of disdain for the American people when they've been asked, Paul Ryan and others, about the polling, as you sort of alluded to, Congressman, that the numbers are so bad for this. Then they sort of pretend like the American people are stupid. It's like, oh, well, because they don't really understand what's in it. No, I would take a session. They do understand what's in it. And they're saying, oh, when people are giving, telling all these untruths about it. Well, no, people like you are telling the truth about it, and people understand it, right?
That's exactly right. People understand all too well that this is a reward for wealthy donors of the GOP. It breaks all the promises that Paul Ryan made and, of course, the president made. The biggest promise of all, that this would benefit the president's family, is the biggest falsehood. But nonetheless, this isn't a reform at all. It's simply a tax cut for very wealthy families, and it comes at great cost to everyone else. You can look around people that you see on the street in California and say, hey, guess what? One out of every three of you, maybe one out of every two of you, just got a tax increase. Are you feeling lucky? Because
yeah.
I don't feel too lucky. I think I'm going to be one of the ones to get the tax increase out of this as they limit what you can deduct for state and local taxes and for your mortgage. But more than that, we're just borrowing from our kids to give wealthy families a little more money in their pocket. And that just seems so fundamentally unfair.
Yeah, the president said it's the biggest Christmas gift America's ever gotten. I speak for many of us and I say thanks a lot.
He didn't say the best, just the biggest.
The proverbial lump of coal.
Yeah. Congressman, let's talk Trump-Russia, because everybody is obviously, you know, the speculation is getting so heated that, you know, what they're obviously trying to do to Mueller is disgraceful. You tweeted, with the president continuing to claim the investigations have produced no evidence of collusion, it's worth examining the public record after 9 months of work. Reality diverges sharply from Mr. Trump's vehement denials. I mean, how do you stand there with however many indictments so far and guilty pleas and say this has produced nothing, right?
Well, it is. It's breathtaking when you consider all the evidence that's already come to the public light and the really breathtaking speed of the special counsel's investigation with four indictments, two guilty pleas, just in a matter of months. By comparison, the Benghazi investigations lasted 3 or 4 years and exposed no criminal wrongdoing except on the part of the attackers.
Yeah.
And they're ready to shut things down. And more than ready to shut things down, they want to shut down the Russian investigation and open up another investigation of Hillary Clinton. it's the most absurd and political attack on our institutions. And I have to say, and I've never felt this way until this year, there are so many members who are simply turning their back on their constitutional responsibilities, turning their back on the institution of Congress, the system of checks and balances, willing to do all this in the service of this very unpopular president. And I hope they pay a deep price at the polls, and it certainly looks like they're going to.
I've said this before, Congressman. This is, you know, as I guess we've said, like our founders could have envisioned a Donald Trump. They could have envisioned a whole party that is complicit. When I watch your hearings, they're acting as his defense counsel rather than as Americans wanting to get to the bottom of America being attacked by a hostile foreign power.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, Americans want, and they have every right to expect, that their Congress is going to get to the bottom of this, that no one of either party is going to protect those that have done wrong. And we already know from these guilty pleas that people affiliated with the campaign have been lying about their contacts with the Russians, have been meeting secretly with them, have been, in the case of Mr. Flynn, conspiring with them to undermine U.S. policy to advantage Russia. And that ought to appall every one of us. And every American ought to want to get to the truth here. But instead, there's an effort to undermine Mueller, you know, this registered Republican, but someone respected by both parties, to undermine the FBI, to undermine the Justice Department, all with the goal of discrediting what Mueller finds before he finishes his work.
Congressman, you obviously were on record as saying you feel they're going to try to shut down the House investigation. I know Representative Speer has said has concerns he's going to fire Mueller possibly this week. You know, of course, he says he's not, but there's nothing that this president says that we can actually believe. You tweeted, beyond our investigation, here's what has me really concerned. The attacks on Mueller, DOJ, and FBI this week make it clear they plan to go after Mueller's investigation aggressively and soon. What do you mean by that?
Well, in Judiciary Committee, where they were attacking the credibility, the legitimacy of Bob Mueller, they made it clear they want the special counsel investigation to end. They want the congressional investigations to end. And the way that the White House might go about this is more effective than firing Mueller. And that is, go after the person, Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General, who gets to decide the scope of Mueller's investigation, and limit what Bob Mueller can look at, limit his ability to follow the money. Say, Bob Mueller, you cannot look at whether the Russians were laundering money to the Trump Organization. You cannot look at whether the Russians were guaranteeing loans through Deutsche Bank. Now, we don't, for the Trump Organization, now we don't know that this is the case, but there are very credible allegations that at the time of the Trump family couldn't get legitimate finance from any bank. The only bank that would lend to them was Deutsche Bank. And Deutsche Bank just had to pay hundreds of millions of dollars in fines to New York for essentially laundering money for the Russians. So those are issues that need to be investigated, but they could very well try to limit Bob Mueller's ability to do that.
So, but you're saying Rosenstein wouldn't. Are you talking about him firing Rosenstein, or what do you mean?
Well, I think they were trying to put pressure on Rosenstein at that hearing to get him to constrain Mueller. And if they're unsuccessful, then they might look at firing Rosenstein and replacing him with someone who would, in fact, put those very limitations on Mueller. And that would be a way of better hiding their hand, because we wouldn't necessarily know, and we don't know, what instructions Rosenstein is giving Mueller as to the scope of his investigation. And we would have potentially even less visibility into what Rosenstein's successor, were he to be fired, would impose on Mueller.
Obviously, the latest, the Senate Russia probe looking into Jill Stein, this has been the latest, you know, the request for documents and all of that. What do you know about all that?
Well, you know, what ought to concern us in terms of Jill Stein is we could see in the Russian social media campaign, as more of it has come to light, that in addition to basically vilifying Hillary and promoting Trump and just sowing discord generally, they were also trying to push people in Jill Stein's direction, or energize the supporters of Bernie Sanders against Hillary Clinton as a way of diverting support away from Hillary Clinton. And so if the Russians took efforts to help the Stein campaign as a means of undermining Hillary Clinton and helping their favorite candidate, Donald Trump, that's obviously something we need to know.
Yeah, well, and Senator Warner, I guess, was talking about not just her, the RT famous, you know, the infamous dinner, as he called it, with Putin and Flynn that she was at, but also her repeated praise of Julian Assange, correct?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And of course, she was present at that now infamous dinner with Putin and
right.
Mike Flynn.
Right.
But as you say, there are other indicia of her fondness for WikiLeaks, something that she shared with Donald Trump.
Yeah. Oy, the plot thickens. Well, good luck to us all, Representative Schiff. If we get through the holidays, we have a constitutional crisis to look forward to.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thanks for your great work and taking time for us, as always.
You bet. Thank you.
All right.
Take care.
Thanks, Congressman. All right.